The first thing this morning is we're going to have some input from Judith Dwyer. Judith, I'm very proud to say, is a very good friend of mine, so even though I haven't asked Judith for her profile, I've actually made one up because I know enough about her to do that. Judith's background actually goes back to community development work and was a research worker for Women's Health for quite some time. She was the Chief Executive Officer of a Women's Community Health Service and then worked in management in disability. She was also the Chief Executive Officer of Flinders Medical Centre in South Australia and then became the Chief Executive Officer of Southern Health in Victoria. She's now the Director of Health Service Management Development Unit at the Flinders University. So, and she's a very nice person. So here we are, Judith. Thank you.
Thanks, Cathy. That wasn't quite as risky as I worried about. Good morning. You'll all know by now that Cathy can be quite bossy, and she's given all the speakers, she and the organisers, let me say, have given the speakers this morning some quite specific instructions, and I'm following them because I know what's good for me. What I want to do is build a line of logic starting from the bottom up and looking at models, starting with models of care. I'm going to move fairly quickly. You already know a lot of what I'm going to say. Some of it you might already strongly disagree with. But I'm going to just move through, try and explain a sort of worldview, I guess, starting from the perspective of the patient. I'm not going to make all the usual qualifications. I'm not going to talk about the shifting burden of illness and all that stuff. I'm going to assume you already know. So, this is what I'm going to cover. Start with models of care for patients, look at what that means for providers, and then governance, and then some couple of thoughts about how we might move from here to there. To put it in a more Chinese way, I've realised what I'm going to do is present three twos. The first two is two principles about models of care. Thinking about patients, it seems to me that the single urgent thing is that the task of coordinating what we do has to shift from patients or their unempowered advocates to the providers. So we need a model of care that makes for you as the patient, makes what you need available as a package. We know that seriatim referrals are ineffective and wasteful and drive patients and their carers crazy. We know we need to avoid multiple assessments for administrative reasons. We know we need to get over the breaks in care in the borderlands, not only between the Commonwealth and the state, but also for some patients between portfolio areas, between health and community services, for example. So that's my first sort of peg in the ground. We need the system to take responsibility for the coordination around the needs of the patient. The second principle in my first two is that patients need to be seen as a part of the team, not the same as the health professionals, but part of the team. So we need a model of care that engages you to the extent you can and want to be engaged in the management of your care and your health. We need to honour and resource the role of the patient, not because we're nice people, but because given the kind of burden of illness that we're dealing with, it makes care more effective, and it is absolutely necessary for people that are managing ongoing conditions. We need to involve patients in decision making without dumping the responsibility on them. I've been doing some research on this very question recently and heard a story about a registrar in a neonatal intensive care unit which will remain nameless, dealing with a baby that was not destined to live, But the staff were concerned that night the baby might in fact go into a crisis and a decision might need to be made. So here's this family, the mother who's given birth a couple of days previously, and the registrar says to the mother and the father, look, we know that a decision has to be made about withdrawing support or not intervening to save this baby. We think that the time when that decision needs to be made might come up tonight, and I need you to make the decision. And the registrar then, of course, watched those two people kind of melt into a pool of not coping right in front of them. When, you know, as the palliative care nurse who was trying to help that family later said to the registrar, you know, what you need